Good morning, Angelica. Welcome to the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean.
Thanks for coming in. How's Alberta been for you?
Oh, it's been awesome. The weather has been amazing.
Kind of crazy, huh?
It's so nice to have it in the plus when Ontario is very much in the minus.
Yeah, it's usually the other way around. We're freezing out here and you guys are basking in the sunshine, but you guys got a lot of rotten weather.
I'm just loving this.
Well, let's get to know you a little bit. You're from Kitchener, Ontario, but you live in Stratford now.
Yes, that is true.
But Kitchener, Ontario, the home of North America's largest Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Have you been?
I have, and I was a bartender at the Oktoberfest for many years. Yeah.
I've seen videos of Oktoberfest stuff, and they carry like 5, 6, 7 big mug. You could do that?
I can do that.
All while wearing a lederhosen?
All while wearing my lederhosen.
That's amazing.
My dirndl, I guess.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let's dive right in and get to know you a little bit. Who are you listening to these days?
Ooh, I've definitely got Lainey Wilson on there.
Excellent.
I am a major Lainey Wilson fan.
And she's crushing it, too.
Like, yes. And Ella Langley.
Ella's doing unbelievable. Like, choosing Texas.
It's like always in my head.
Oh, absolutely.
I did a TikTok immediately once I heard it.
As soon as it came out. And it was a TikTok hit way before.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually a radio hit.
And even her other song, You Look Like You Love Me, it was a TikTok hit before it was a radio hit as well.
Are you finding some of that kind of success in your own stuff?
I sure hope so. Yeah, I've been putting out my song half-hearted and letting my TikTok live audience listen to it. So I go live on TikTok at least 3 times a week. And so they got the first little listen and they were like, when's this song coming out? And yeah, so I think it did help out a lot having that early listen. And I kind of gave them the little bit of the inside scoop of like, oh, it's going to be a bit of a catchy part here. Like when you hear it, you're going to know to go, hey. So
right on. And then you've got listeners and fans who are like, you know what? Let's chop that up and use that for a TikTok. Can that happen?
I mean, I hope so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm friends with Haley Benedict and I know she goes live all the time. And that's a great way to get that fan base built up, isn't it?
Haley is definitely somebody I do look up to as well. And especially when it comes to her TikTok presence, she is
all over it.
She's so good with it. Yeah.
Is that where you hope to take it to the next level as far as maybe heading to Nashville and writing down there?
Or? Oh, well, I write in Nashville
often. Oh, do you already?
Yeah, so I go back and forth throughout the year, and a lot of my previous tunes were written in Nashville or with Nashville writers. So shout out to all of those folks there. I love going there and, you know, having the writers' retreats and things like that.
Yeah. Describe that scene for me, because I've been told it's just a bunch of writers in a room and you're basically just throwing your pen on the paper and seeing what happens.
Honestly, and especially if they know that they want to write for an artist. If I'm like in there like, I want a song, they're like, okay, like, what are you thinking? Sometimes you're pouring your heart out, you're pouring your whole soul, you're like, oh, this happened yesterday, or like, you know, I write a lot from experience and from my diaries. I like to call it Taylor Swifting my way through high school. That's how I started when I was writing when I was 13. And so a lot of where I start my songwriting is from a personal place of something like I am always journaling. So when I'm in a room, I'm like, okay, so we're now in my therapy session.
So if you write something that's that emotional, that deep, that personal to you, it's got to be tough to hand it off to somebody.
Well, I think that was a big reason why I bring in other co-writers, is because I go, oh, this is very personal. Like, I've got a lot of deep details in here that could only pertain to me.
I'm talking about a certain guy in this one.
And so a lot of the times I'll ask them to help me, you know, make it a little bit more universal, or a bit more like, you know, relatable for everybody, and a bit more commercial. So that's kind of where I like to bring in the other writers for sure.
Very cool. When I was going through your website, I noticed you're an ambassador for the Canadian Mental Health Association. And that touched me because I've been an advocate and I've been screaming from the rooftops about how important mental health is. I've suffered with anxiety and panic attacks for years. How did that come to be?
So 3 years ago, I got into a really serious car accident. I was struck by a truck on the 401.
Oh my God, on the 401. Ay-yi-yi.
And the truck took off down the side of the road. And so I didn't know who hit me. I had almost died in the accident. And then I almost had died when I got out of the car because I was having a panic attack in oncoming traffic.
Well, sure.
Wondering who hit me. And that led me to, you know, dealing with a lot of mental health struggles myself. And then I wrote this song called Finding My Feet, which was all about like what I went through and trying to get back on my feet and just kind of going through the whole journey of how, you know, it can be really tough, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
There absolutely is.
And I always come from a place of hope with my music. And my mom is friends with one of the CEOs where I'm from of the Canadian Mental Health Association.
Awesome.
So she was like, you should reach out to her and see if there's like some way that you could partner. And so I reached out to her. She got me to be a part of their women's run for the Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yeah.
And I got to be the ambassador, the spokesperson, share my story. And I got to sing Finding My Feet in front of everybody who was there.
Oh, good for you.
And it was a very touching day.
I can imagine.
And a lot of people were very grateful to hear my story. And I'm just so grateful that I now have that purpose within my platform, that I can share that with my music.
Well, as someone who's suffered for a very, very long time, longer than probably you've been alive, thank you. I appreciate it. And so do many others.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your new single, Half-Hearted.
Yes.
Tell. Where did this one come from?
So, again, I was doing a lot of work on myself and doing a lot of therapy, and I was finally in a place where I was happy to, you know, be on my own, and I was finding my independence and learning to love myself again. And then along comes this boy.
Those rotten boys.
Right? And he was literally everything I wanted, everything I prayed for. And I was holding myself back because I was scared to give myself to somebody that I've worked so hard to give to myself all this love, to go and give that to somebody else. And so it was kind of like a self-sabotaging kind of feeling where I'm like, this is too good to be true, but I do deserve to have something that is this good. And so it was kind of my crash out song, to be honest.
Okay.
I was writing out all these feelings in my journal, and I was like, it's like, I don't want to lose him, but I don't want to lose myself. So almost every line in the song is kind of something that I was working through in therapy, or something that was going on in my head, being like, I don't want to dump this guy because he is everything I wanted, but like, when's the shoe gonna drop? You know?
Oh my gosh. So relationships are fun, aren't they?
Right? But eventually, once you get past the whole scared part of things, then you're like, oh no, it can be this good. And it's usually when you learn to love yourself and are okay on your own that you do attract the kind of person that you've been looking for.
And that you deserve.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you perform it for us?
I would love to.
Oh, sweet.
Absolutely. It's a nap and I'm distracted. Waited and fight and nothing's happened. There's just a part of me that I'm trying to keep standing between you and me. It's hard to let go, I'm out of practice. I don't want to lose you. I'm afraid to lose myself. Baby, I'm not used to letting in somebody else. Been doing my own thing for so damn long. Maybe you're all that I wanted. If I'm being honest, I know I'm loving you half-hearted. Yeah, I'm addicted, it's tragic. Your skin on my skin feels like magic. You've been doing everything right all along. Can't stop my heart from thinking it's wrong to just let go and let my past in. I don't want to lose you. I'm afraid to lose myself. Baby, I'm not used to letting in somebody else. Been doing my own thing so damn long, and maybe you're all that I wanted. If I'm being honest, I know I'm loving you half-hearted. I know I'm loving you half-hearted. Here's the fun part. Wanna give my whole heart, hey, give it to you, hey, from my whole heart, hey, it wants me to. Wanna give my whole heart, hey, wanna give it to you, hey, give my whole heart, I'm trying to. I don't wanna lose you, I'm afraid to lose myself. Baby, I'm not used to letting in somebody else. Been doing my own thing for so damn long, and maybe you're all that I wanted, if I'm being honest. I know I'm loving you half-hearted. I know I'm loving you half-hearted.
Come on now, hey?
Yeah.
That's really good stuff.
Thank you so much.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you for stopping by the Windspeaker Radio Network. Where can we find you online? We were talking about TikTok. I'm guessing you're on TikTok,
obviously.
Absolutely,
I'm on TikTok.
Okay.
And you can find me on Instagram at Angelica Appelman, on Facebook at Angelica Appelman. And you can find me on my website at www.angelicaappelman.com.
Again, thank you so much. Wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.